and just talk, cause I can hear you, and I can see you. Baby, baby, we can do all that we want. We get nasty, nasty, we get pick it.
Digital, get down. Just you and me. We may be 20,000 miles away, but I can see you, and baby, baby, you can see me.
Hey, everybody.
How's it going?
Hey, so, if you're listening to this, you know roughly what we're going to be talking about. For our own personal and possibly sad reasons, Ginny, Movat, and I, Adrian Lee, will be entering the exciting and somewhat possibly sad world of online dating.
In fact, we already have. It's been going on for about a week now.
Yeah, going on, that's for sure. So much going on. But seriously, well, I guess we should start with this. Ginny, what's the reason that you're... you want to do this?
Yeah, well, it was my idea.
Yeah.
So, I guess I'll start with about a year ago. I decided, you know, my dating life isn't so hot. You know, I used to be okay with that, but now I'm starting to, you know, I live alone, I'm feeling lonely. And then...
paint that picture, Ginny.
Yeah, I know, you can just imagine. So, I know, people think I'm not a lonely person, but I am. So...
yeah, totally.
So, about a year ago, I was watching TV, and there was an ad for... eHarmony, which, I mean, sometimes you see these ads for online dating, they look like crap, but the people on our eHarmony ads are good-looking, normal-looking people. So, and, you know, I think it's kind of expensive, but they said it was, like, free week, you could go on, do your profile for free. So, and the whole process is very long and complicated. You have to answer a million questions. It's, like, profiles your personality, so they can match you brilliantly with people according to some amazing formula. So, and it's really fun. It's like a personality test, like any narcissistic person would enjoy doing it, which I, of course, am. So, you answer these questions, and it takes, like, all day. Like, I had to take some breaks. It was so long. Finally, I go, like, I load my answers. I'm waiting for my results, and I get this fucking message that tells me, like, lo and behold, I am part of the 1%, 1 in 100 people who, according to eHarmony, is completely incompatible with anyone ever.
Well, that's too bad.
Yeah, well, so after crying, I laughed because it's hilarious.
Yeah.
But it's also fucking sad as hell.
It also just means you're a very special person, Ginny, that cannot be contained by...
well, the worst part, I was so honest. Like, the entire time I was thinking to myself, like, this is really who I am. Like, I'm feeling really good about this.
And then did you not feel as good about this?
So for about a year, I bemoaned myself and, like, so sad fact that I'm completely unmatchable with anyone. But recently, drunkenly, at my New Year's Eve party, I decided to invite Adrian to try it again.
Yeah.
And this time it would be for free, and they wouldn't be able to turn me down.
Yeah, thankfully, Ginny did all the research ahead of time. Clearly, she'd been putting a lot of work into this thought before she asked me, because she immediately told me which website we'd be using, which is OkCupid. If you guys want to check out our profiles, you can do that. I'm at AdrianLee21, and Ginny's at JinnyMovat21.
I think it's just Ginny21.
Or whatever, either one. It's one of those two. So that was, I guess, Ginny's reason. My reason, I don't really have a reason, per se.
I'm surprised you said yes, to be honest.
Why? Why are you surprised?
You know, you don't like to put yourself out there like that.
Well, that's a depressing statement to make about me. Well, I don't know. I think
true, though. You're going out on a limb here, Adrian. It's very uncharacteristic of you.
Hey, I'm adventurous and courageous and things like that that are synonyms. But, no, I think, I like dates. Dates are always nice. What's the worst that can happen on a first date?
That's the opposite of me. I actually hate dates. I was thinking recently that I wish that you could just have someone to, like, marry right away.
That doesn't make any sense.
And, like, just skip the dating. Like, I'm not saying a bad person, but I'm saying a good person. And then you just skip all the other shit, and you just have someone.
But the other
who
shit tells you that
you.
It's a good person. That's pretty unrealistic. Let's be real.
Yeah, I guess so.
Are you hoping that there's just going to be a profile somewhere along the line that's, like, everything you wanted to say, and then you're like, okay, marriage time.
Yes. A, yes. B, you know, arranged marriages, for example.
Oh, my God.
Those work out so well. No, I think they do.
Yeah. Back in Mesopotamia, I'm sure they had a great time with that. Do you seriously think about arranged marriages?
I do. I told my mom once that I would trust her more to find me someone than I would myself.
All right. Anyway, world, my reasons are a little bit different from Ginny's. Like I said, I don't know, nothing wrong with a date. I think those are fun. I'm fine with going on first dates. You know, single right now and sort of seeing...
ready to mingle?
Jesus, a rhyme. and sort of, you know, seeing what's up. I think online dating is an experience that I haven't done yet, and I'm eager to try about it. Besides, like, you know, crying alone in bed has lost its luster. So
it used to be funny, and now it's just getting sad.
Well, hopefully it doesn't get sad too soon. So that was our reason. I mean, okay, but what's gone on since then? We've made our profiles. You can read about that on the blog itself.
Yeah,
the experience
mine was like seriously lacking, so I had some people beef it up for me last night. Yeah,
and I had people tell me that mine was really sad and like awful.
The best writer, I have the best writer at King's on my side, Michael Freeman. So
that's
if I don't get good responses to my profile, I'm screwed.
Unclear as to why you think that he's the best writer, but that's another discussion for another day. I think I'm better. Things have going well for you. Like, I need help.
Yeah, that's true. I have gotten a lot of responses. Number of responses does not equate quality. Okay? If anyone wants to, like, there are just some serious tidbits of hilarity that I've gotten from some of these guys. And it's always shocking. Like, someone is sitting there composing a message and thinking to themselves, how am I going to get this girl to respond? Like, obviously, that's the only reason you write a message, is just the hope of a response.
Yes.
And some of the messages are just like, hey, you need a BF? What the fuck am I supposed to say to that? Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, I guess that's an aggression. But you've gotten some other hilarious good ones, possibly interesting for a date, no?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, I feel like the problem lies in the fact that, I mean, if I were to imagine my perfect guy, he would actively not be someone who online dates. So there's your first problem.
Well, your judgment is preventing you from even investing yourself in this project, is what you're suggesting.
No, I actually have taken some serious time to sit, to read through people's profiles, like, you know, given the time of day, but it's a seriously lacking selection, I have to say.
All right, fair enough.
What about the girls? Do you feel like they're good girls?
Well, the idea that they're good girls is opposite to the fact that no one has gotten in touch with me. Zero
okay,
people.
Okay, but
now,
let me just say that the dynamics are here, okay? Girls don't send messages, boys do.
Yes, I understand that. But I did send one to a girl that I had a 91% match on.
But she was like the best, hottest one.
And how disappointing is it then that she hasn't responded? What? And what's worse is that, like, I am, like, really stressed out about it more than I thought I would be.
You don't even know her.
I don't, but I'm just like, oh my god. Because on the little profile thing, it tells you when they last logged in.
So you know,
like,
logged in,
you've logged in like so many times since then, man. Like,
oh,
what's
no.
the deal? What's wrong with my message?
Well,
we talked about comic books.
I haven't responded to anyone's messages, so.
Yeah, but some of them sound really dumb, and my message was pretty nice.
It was good. We wrote it together.
Shut up. I did most of it. Anyway, but are you going to respond to any of them? You should respond. You need to go on a date.
I know.
You can't let your judgment
kind of
hold
just
you
waiting.
Back.
There's, I found one decent guy on my own looking, but I feel like I can't send a message, so I just winked at him recently. I did an online wink.
Yeah, Jesus. Just to be clear, winking is not a real thing. It's just a button that says wink.
It's like poking on Facebook.
And for whatever reason, you have to thank people for it when it happens to you.
You do? Someone
wink
to you?
No, isn't that what some guy said to you? Like, well, next time you get a chance, thank me for my wink or my nudge or whatever.
That's just what that guy said.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe, I don't know, man. It's a whole new world. I don't know. I'd like to, the whole point is to go on a date. I would like to, if you're out there, SR, six numbers after that.
SR,
you should let me know.
She was really cute. She was like a super hot, like, nerd, but also cute and like cool and funny. And she had like weird nerd references that Adrian knew.
I understand the nerd.
I know, so nerd perfect.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I
think you should not. Okay, I don't want you to be like weird and like clingy or whatever, but I feel like you should be persistent maybe.
Man, for me, that's such a thin line.
I know.
It's so weird.
I know, you don't want to border on to creepy.
Yeah, man. My like worst fear is being creepy. That and asteroids. I'm petrified of asteroids.
Really?
Yeah. I think, I don't know, at some point I guess I should probably contact someone else though too, right? Gotta diversify my options,
yeah,
Jenny.
Okay, why don't you just describe your ideal girl that you would find?
Describe my ideal girl?
Yeah, like, what would be, if you were to stumble upon, like, the perfect profile, what would it be?
Alright, well, the perfect profile is different from who my perfect girl would be. I mean, at this point, I'm looking for someone who I can just have drinks with and we can talk about things that we have in common.
I'm not saying how would it go. I'm saying what would she be like.
No, I'm explaining that this profile should indicate to me those things, though,
oh,
right?
Okay.
Like, it's got to show me that we got commonalities, that, like, in her question about what things that I'm good at, probably something away from, like, you know, sex.
Yeah, oh, it's amazing how many people indicate in a totally unsubtle way while trying to be subtle.
Do you think that's my
that
problem?
That they're good at sex on
their
profiles.
Thing? Maybe I should insinuate
I think it's fucking scary. It makes them sound like they're, like, what's the word for sex maniac?
Sexophile.
Nymphomania. It makes them sound like nymphos.
Yeah. Well, But, I mean, you have to acknowledge that that's a big part of this thing, too, right? A whole bunch of this is supposed to be, like...
Yeah. That's a whole other level of creepy, is that, like...
Anyway, I certainly won't be doing that. That makes me uncomfortable. And I will... I don't know. I felt like my profile was, like, pretty well-crafted. It was pretty tame,
pretty good,
nice.
Pretty good.
You know, good-looking dude.
Good pictures, yeah.
Yeah, decent. I'm, of course, I'm not... tell the world your big news that OkCupid lets you know.
Oh, yeah. So, according to OkCupid, I'm in the top 50% of attractive people.
Now, that's, just to be clear, in the after 1 week of having a profile up and two photos, I, meanwhile, have not gotten that message.
But I think it's just a matter of time. Also, I put a picture in a bathing suit, so you should try that.
All right. Done.
You'll get way more clicks.
I'll take that right after this podcast. No, but the worst part of that email, though, Ginny, was when they asked you to, when it said, you know, we don't just send that email to anybody. We, you know, just ask your ugly friend. And pray tell, Ginny, who did you ask?
These guys at OkCupid actually have a pretty hilarious sense of humor.
So they email me
telling me that they have data on my attractiveness and that I'm one of the most attractive users and all the benefits that will come of that, meaning that I will be matched with more attractive people.
Although, relatively speaking,
I don't know if that is necessarily...
But is that a thing? Are they, like, hoarding all the attractive people?
I don't know.
Listen to how they phrase it.
Suddenly, the world is your oyster. Log in now and reap the rewards. And no, we didn't just send this email to everyone on OkCupid. Go ask an ugly friend and see.
And just to be clear, I'm the ugly friend.
Well, you're the only person new on OkCupid.
And I guess relative to you, I'm ugly. I guess that is objectively true then, thanks.
I don't think that's true.
Yeah, anyway. I think that by the next podcast, you should have gone on a date.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess I'll make that happen.
Yeah, man. You gotta reap those rewards. You gotta sow that oyster or whatever the fuck it said.
The world is my oyster.
Yeah, sow that oyster is not an expression, but...
You're mixing your metaphors.
Yeah, it's cool. But anyway, I think that's it for us on our end. Keep listening. We're gonna keep doing this a couple more times, maybe once a week, but leading up to our Valentine's Day issue. As the watch looks for love. Hopefully love at first.
Yeah.
Sight.
By the way, I'll date anyone, so
if
you want to set me up, I'm putting it out there. Adrian, too.
Oh, Jesus,
we're totally open to set up.
Just to be clear, Ginny is way sadder than I am.
Okay, let's yell at you guys next time.
Alright, we're out. See you next time. Thanks for listening. Just what we need.